As kind of an advanced look at that, obviously we don't know exactly everything that's going to be spaced out. A lot of people have been, the discussion generally is that the funding would come from the governmental entities out of hot money, and of course the city of Bryan would be a smaller contributor to that than the city of College Station would, but no matter what happens, is there a process that happens within the city government before you decide that you're going to get on to some sort of an agreement with the other governmental bodies that would have to do with dollars being spent from the city of Bryan?
Well, we haven't officially talked about it as a city council, so you know, they're moving fast, and we'll be discussing it in the next few weeks at some of our council meetings. It's not a process that the city council or the city votes on. The 0.75% hot tax was appropriated by the legislators years ago for the convention center. The convention center never made, and so they're just going to reappropriate the use of these funds for the new Kyle Field expansion.
Okay, when you say they, that's the legislature.
The legislature.
Right, because they must do that by law.
Correct. Okay. But it's not necessarily something that the city councils are going to vote on. I'm sure they would like some type of consensus from the cities. And again, we haven't talked about it as a full council. Bryan's participation is very small. I mean, we're growing by leaps and bounds. We've got a lot of new hotels that are on the horizon, several of them under construction now. So, you know, I think our portion's about $50,000 a year, and they're talking about, $1.5 million over the next 20 years. So about $500,000 of that is going to be from the countywide 0.75% hotel motel tax, and the rest of it, the $1 million, will be made up by the city of College Station's hot tax. I think they bring in about $3-4 million a year, so they're going to make up the difference.
So now, educate me a little bit here. Now, when the legislature does that, will it then grandfather out at some point, or what would happen to that additional hot money after that, after like 20 years or whatever?
Yeah, I'm not sure about sunsetting legislation on that. But,
okay.
You know, I think they've got about a $38 million mark that they're trying to achieve, and then I think at that point it could go out unless the entities decided to use the funds for something else. But at this point, the way I understand it, once the $38 million is paid for, then it would go away.
Okay, so got a little explanation there.
And it has received approval by the Hotel Motel Association, mm-hmm. Widespread approval, you know, by the various entities. The top elected officials, the two mayors, the county judge are in support. Again, our big issue is we didn't want the home football games to leave Bryan College Station Aggieland over the next couple of years. It's important for our businesses. This is on top of this is not going to take away from money from the Brazos Valley Museum or the Children's Museum or any of the other items that the hotel motel taxes go towards. This is going to be in addition to paid for by the occupancy at the hotel. So not coming out of general funds for infrastructure improvements. These funds will be paid for by the visiting Aggies and the LSU Tigers and the Crimson Tide.